This is the Freeman Podcasting Network, bringing a Judeo-Christian voice into the world of internet podcasting. We provide a fresh look at culture, history, and current events, all laced with biblical insight. My name is Mark Weaver. Visit our website at freemanpodcasting.net to learn about who we are and what we do. Your narrator for this podcast is Melissa Gresham. Have a great day.
I've never been in the real world. I've never been in a place where projectors and speakers and salespeople are taking up every corner of some naked, lonely, gray meeting room down the hall from rows of cubicles. I've never been in the same room as the very people that drive the actual sales of a company. I've always been on the sidelines, making a little over minimum wage, serving the obnoxious drunk redneck in the corner of the bar, his favorite drink, ringing up and blowing up Valentine's Day balloons for the inarticulate youthful male for his fiancée with the ring from the gumball machine, or making cappuccinos for the ridiculously addicted caffeine lovers. I've never seen the actual philosophy of a company openly and bluntly discussed before my eyes. I've only done a mock trial of it in media advertising class. They said, "This is to prepare you for the real world." I never believed them. So here I am. I'm in this room where muffins and bagels and coffee sit outside on the table waiting to be intricately and evenly cut into halves and fourths so that the workaholic from the East region can pretend to pick at it while trying to maintain her dignity and composure. Here I sit with a bunch of people who've actually worked for something in their lives that they really care about. And they're critical thinkers. Strategic, bold, and robust business people who deserve to be where they are today. Here I sit in this room where people from the real world are giving presentations, just like Professor DeBoard and Professor Mum said they would. I never believed them. For real. Or at least I chose not to believe them. I thought I'd always be doing some piddly job like scanning gym membership cards or operating the cash register at the Whimsical or recovering rummage through piles of clothes at Peebles. I guess I was wrong. I made it to the real world. But now a part of me wants to go back. Back to the days of leisure and freedom. Back to the days of staying up late and waking up late and going to Orlando for a weekend with the girls. I had no huge obligations, no real stress, other than wondering how I would get my 10-page history research paper done and handed in on time. It's funny, though, because no matter how much I enjoyed college, I wanted to be done. I longed for the real world, where nights and weekends were mine to do whatever I pleased, and where I could freely enjoy Saturday night events and go to the farmer's market in the wee hours of the morning on the weekends, and not have to worry about classes on Monday. I longed for the time when I would be able to buy whatever I wanted because I would be making boo-koodles of money and cook extravagant dinners for my husband. I desperately yearned for these moments while sitting in the classroom with kooky Dr. Cotton. Oh, how I just wanted to be home. Well, I got my wish. I'm home. And it is great. Except for one thing. The real world is not all it's cracked up to be. Yeah, I've got my nights and weekends off, and I can go to the T-Birds concerts on Saturday nights with Mom and Pop. But the nights and weekends come and go in the blink of an eye. No sooner than I arrive home at 6 o'clock in the evening after an hour driving home in traffic am I getting up 12 hours later at 6 o'clock in the morning following to start the dreadful day all over again. I thought that I'd be fine. I thought that just knowing I could come home to my own house with my own things in it on my own agenda would be like living a dream. And it is. But the work does not stop after school, my friends. I thought that after I graduated college and I was permanently done with the school thing, I wouldn't have to concentrate anymore or focus on anything. That work would just be somewhere I'd have to go to earn some bread. Well, it is that, but it is so much more than that, too. Isaac always told me, "You think you're stressed out now in college with papers to write and presentations to give, wait until you get into the real world." Oh, no, that's different, I'd say. I won't have to concentrate on anything or study anything. Boy, was I wrong. What was I thinking? Today, I will be the first witness to tell you that hard work and concentration doesn't end after college. It begins after college. Now, not only do I find myself at work reading up on programs, terms, and definitions, hoping to increase my knowledge of the company's efforts so I can at least try to look like I know what I'm doing, but I find myself coming home, stressed out, worrying about whether or not Julie told me to ship materials to a sixth person or not. I think to myself, if she did, then Monday morning when I get back to the office, I will have to place another order, which will be a rush, and Austin will ream me out because he'll have to get the materials together in a hurry. I find myself worrying if I sent all the correct backup documents with the orders I placed and wondering if Awilda will call me on Monday because I forgot to include a receipt with Brian Seltzman's expense report. Maybe I will turn gray before I'm 30. Such is life, I guess. I prepared myself for years and years to get to this very spot, and now that I'm here, I want to go back to being a kid again. I want to be worry-free. I don't want to wake up when it's still dark out, put on my fancy collared shirt and my sleek trousers and high heels, and drive an hour to work where I have to attend meetings all day about things that don't even make sense to me. At least not yet. I don't want to deal with a lady who is so picky about what happens with her clients that I have to customize everything I do and say to her liking. I want to work from 5 to 9 again at the Whimsical, greeting my favorite customers and ordering seasonal flags for them that they can hang on their front porches. I want to have a weekday off where I can run my errands while no one is on the road. I want to walk out the door of Uno's on Saturday nights with $175 cash in my pocket and go to Walmart and spend half of it on fun little toiletries and things I don't need because, well, I wouldn't have any bills. But, my friends, we always want what we can't have, and I bet that if I were living that lifestyle again, I'd say, man, what I wouldn't give to have my weekends off.
Thanks for listening, and please visit us at freemanpodcasting.net.